Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lesson Shin number 8, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Gimel. Last week we discussed the different opinions as to when Perek Dalid took place historically, and we had said over the Meiri that said that this Mizmor, this chapter, is written when David HaMelech is running away from Avshalom, and that's why it follows Perek Gimel, which is when Avshalom was chasing David HaMelech. The Malbim told us that this actually took place, according to his opinion, towards the end of David's life, when there was a rov, there was a famine for 3 years, and the late sin, the cynic, said that David was to blame. However, this was incorrect, and David was shoyel b'urim metumim. David HaMelech spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the urim metumim. And in fact, the reason for the rov was twofold. One, because Klal Yisrael were not nisped shol kahalacha. Klal Yisrael did not eulogize Shaul HaMelech properly over 30 years before this rov, before this famine happened. And another reason for this rov was because Shaul HaMelech himself behaved incorrectly by mistreating the Givonim. Now, in this year, when you're focusing on how to avoid chet, how should a person avoid chet? And the zchus, a tremendous zchus a person can arouse to make sure his tefillah should be answered. We'll also discuss how to give proper toichacha, how to give proper rebuke, and what should a person be doing before he goes to sleep at night. Let's begin with reading the words of Pasuk Gimel. B'nei Ish, children of men. As Mefarshim explained, B'nei Ish is a Lashon Chashivos. Ish is the greatest way to refer to Adam. There's Adam, Enosh, there's Ish. When are you going to stop chasing after me to ruin my covet, my honor? To embarrass me. To helvun reek, you love to chase after me. Reek, with empty claims. Tevakshu chaz of sela. You're running after, tevakshu, you're searching for lies, chaz of our lies. David HaMelech is saying, stop, do tshuva, improve your ways. Who are these people he's talking to? The Medrash says, B'nei Ish is Doyeg Nachi Teufel. Two of the four people that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, that Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, they lose the share in the world to come. But they were very powerful people. They were tremendous Tamidei Chachamim. And they are rousing others to attack David. B'nei Ish, the Radak says, these are Anoshim Chashuvim. These are very honorable, respectable people who joined the bandwagon against David HaMelech. And they joined Avshalom to attack David. And the Chidah says, B'nei Ish is David's son, Avshalom. Is the gematria of B'nei Ish is 373, and so too is Avshalom when spelled without the Vav. David HaMelech is teaching us a very powerful lesson. He's saying, I'm not seeking out revenge for my enemies. I'm encouraging them to do tshuva. And this is a lesson that he's telling us to impart upon ourselves in life. When people attack us, and whatever attack might be, when people torment us in whatever way it might be, David HaMelech is encouraging us, davin, that they should do tshuva. That's step number one. Because when they do tshuva, they'll stop bothering you. They'll behave properly. So daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should do tshuva. Rashi tells us B'nei Ish means B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. And what David HaMelech is telling them is you come from the greatest of the greatest. You're B'nei Avoyzak Doishim. How could you behave in such a way like this? And David HaMelech is teaching us, each and every one of us in our own lives, this is we have to realize who we come from. We come from greatness. We have to elevate ourselves and act in the way of B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And one who behaves in such a way, he won't be chayte. He realizes on a daily basis, I am from Avram Avinu. I'm from Yitzchak Avinu. I'm from Yaakov Avinu. And I'm going to behave befitting for someone who is a child of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And this is the way that Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich learns a person should give teichacha. One should approach the person with his milos, compliment the person. And he sees this in the pasuk in front of us. B'nei Ish, he tells us, speak to the person, you're B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you're a person of such greatness. You have such potential. You are so great. Admech v'vaydi l'chlima. Why would you behave in a way that's not befitting, that's lower than who you really are? Tehovun rik tevachu chazov. Why are you going after reikonus, emptiness, after sheker? This is how you said you speak to somebody. You tell the person you're so wonderful, you're so great. Why are you so great? Because you've been the Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Don't be involved in narishkeit. Don't be involved with rik, tehovun rik tevachu chazov, with sheker, with lies. We continue with Pasuk Dalet. Udu'u. And David continues and tells him, you should know. Ki hifla Hashem chosid loy. That Hashem has separated me. Hifla is a lashon of havdol, of separation. And Hashem has appointed me as his melech, as the king. Why is that? Chosid loy, because Hashem knows that I'm his chosid. That I'm very pious. And I go lefnei meshur sadin. I go beyond the letter of the law. And therefore, what's going to happen? David's saying, do tshuva, because Hashem is yishma b'kori elo, because Hashem will listen to my tefillas when I call out to him. And David HaMelech is teaching us that a person who wants his tefillas to be answered, he has to be noyeg, he has to act lifnei meshur sadin, beyond the letter of the law. It's not his responsibility, and he does it anyway. And when a person behaves in such a way, he arouses HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer to his tefillos, as we see over here. Udu'u ki hifla Hashem chasid loy. David HaMelech was a chasid to Hashem. How is he a chasid? Instead of acting and looking to take revenge on his enemies, he's encouraging them to do tshuva. Explains Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich that really a person on his own actions doesn't deserve anything. And if he did deserve it, so then why does he have to daven for it? If he deserved it, he would just get it. So you see from this, he doesn't deserve it. So you see from here that tefillah to Hashem, a tefillah that Hashem will answer, is a tefillah that a person has this hakara, this recognition, that he's not deserving of anything. And nonetheless, in this schus that the person behaved, lefnei meshur sadin, beyond the letter of the law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer his tefillahs. The Gemara in fact tells us, loicharuva Yerushalayim. You know why Yerushalayim, one of the reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed? Because they didn't go beyond the letter of the law. Whatever the strict justice was, that's what they did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be noig with you, I'm going to deal with you, mida kinegan mida, measure for measure. You want to be strict in justice? Hashem said, I'll be strict in justice, and Yerushalayim was destroyed. But if we go beyond the letter of the law, even if a person doesn't deserve something from us, our mercy for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you go beyond the letter of the law, I will go beyond the letter of the law, and I will answer your tefillahs when you ask me. Continues David HaMelech in Pasuk Hei, and he tells his enemies, Rigzu v'al techetou, imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem edoy musela. Rigzu, you should be afraid. You should be afraid because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamlech me, Hashem made me the melech, v'al techeto, and stop chasing after me. Imru vilvavchem, contemplate, hisbainenu, contemplate, and think of all these lies you're spreading about me. Throughout David's life, he was dealing with the Lashon Hara and the late Sonus that people said about him, all the gossip and the lies they said. And what is he? How does he respond? He tells him, stop doing this and do tshuva. When? When should you think about this? Al mishkavchem. When a person is going to sleep at night, when a person is going to sleep, he's free from all the busyness of the world, especially in our generation. The doimu sela. The doimu is a lashon of quiet. Vayidoim aroin. After Aaron HaKohen's two sons died, Vayidoim, he was silent. Here, David HaMelech tells us, Al mishkavchem, imru vilvavchem. Contemplate and think. He tells them about the sheker you're spreading about me. Al mishkavchem, before you go to sleep.
the Doimu Sela and stop these shkarim, stop these lies.
Rabbi Gamliel continues and explains before a person goes to sleep at night, he should do a cheshbon and nefesh. He should ask himself, how was my day? The Sarm talk about this. A person has to look back and say, how did I behave with people? Bein adam l'chaver, between man and his friends. Bein adam l'makoim, between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are my brachas today? He has to make a cheshbon and nefesh. Rashi explains, Rigzu, chirdu milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be afraid from Hashem. Val techato. And you won't do averus. This, he explains, is one of the ways a person grows in Yiras Chet. To be afraid of doing Avera, in Yiras Shemayim, in fear of Hashem. And that's how he learns the Pasuk, Rigzu Val Techeto. How should a person come to Yiras Chet? How should a person come to fear Hashem? Imru Vilvavchem Al Mishkavchem. He should talk to himself. He should do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. He should contemplate, how did I do today? Was I successful in my day? Am I avoidus Hashem? Bein adam l'chaveroi and bein adam l'makoim. The Rivash tells us, koidim hashena yishkav be'ema be'yira, before a person goes to sleep, he should go to sleep with this realization, he's standing in front of Hashem. He's lying in front of Hashem. And he brings our pasuk, rigzu ve'al techeto. What's rigzu? Rigzu. Be afraid. Because as the Chavetz Chaim brings from the Svar Makdoshim, before a person goes to sleep at night, is one of the four times which are mesugal, which are appropriate to do tshuva. And a person before he goes to sleep at night, he should be doing tshuva. And that's what we're being taught over here by David HaMelech. Rigzu va'al techeto. If a person realizes he's standing in front of Hashem, then his behavior, his speech, his actions will not be with chait. Al techeto. Imru vilvavchem. Al mishkavchem. When should he contemplate about this? Especially when he goes to sleep at night. The day musela. And then he'll be silent. When he goes to sleep, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel his tshuva. In conclusion, Rav Elimelech Mudzhinsk tells us that a tefillah that comes when the person is going to sleep at night, a person davens for his friend. How is he davening for his friend? He's davening for his friend in his mind. He's thinking about someone else before he goes to sleep at night. Such a tefillah is very powerful, says Rabbi Elimelech Mudzhinsk. He says, Iker hatfilah hi b'machshava. The main tefillah that a person should be doing here at night when a person is going to sleep. What do you do before you go to sleep? After we did our tshuva and we thought about, we did a cheshbon and nefesh. We thought, how was our day? How did I behave this past day? Then we daven to Hashem. And he says, daven to Hashem for other people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu binena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer the tefillos. And that's what it means. Imru vilvavchem. In your lave. Say in your lave, al mishkavchem, when you're lying down, when you're going to sleep. Person, before he goes to sleep at night, he should say this tefillos, daven for other people. Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer those tefillos. Just to review a few main points we mentioned in this shir. B'nei Ish, when we realize we come from the Avos HaKadoshim, so we should behave befitting for children of the Avos HaKadoshim, and this should prevent us from chait. A tremendous schus for our tefillos to be answered is to behave lifnei mishur sadin. Go beyond the letter of the law. A person's leaving shul, and he used the sitter, and he takes away his sitter, and other people's dorm. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. The base Knesset, the base Medrash, is the house of Hashem. And we keep it clean. We go beyond. It's not my mess. No, we go beyond the letter of the law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we're acting lifnei Meshur Sadin. We're Moicha, we forgive those who did things to us in an incorrect way, like David HaMelech did as well. We also mentioned an approach of giving teichacha, of rebuking someone in a positive way, first bringing out the milus, the greatness of who they are. And then we ended, but before a person goes to sleep at night, he should make a cheshbon and nefesh, an accounting of his days, of his day, what did he do this past day? Imru v'vavchem amishkavchem doi miselo. He should have a tefillah before he goes to sleep, a tefillah in his lave, in his heart, and daven for others. I thank you all for listening from all around the world. If you want to reach out, let me know where you listen to the shiur from. That'd be wonderful. And Mitzvah Shem, looking forward to next shiur next week.